Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. An Islamic leader in Israel denies the Jewish temples ever existed in Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Al-Aqsa Mosque, known as the Temple Mount to the Jewish people, was never the site of a Jewish temple, according to the head of the Islamic movement, Sheikh Raed Salah, who said that the claims of the Jews are a big lie, and they have no right to even one speck of dirt on the location. The Sheikh said he believes that Muslims are at a critical time in history, that Al-Aqsa is in danger, and Jerusalem is in danger, and the Muslim world must save Al-Aqsa, free Jerusalem, and end the Israeli occupation. Sheikh Salah believes that Jerusalem is not only houses, it is faith, it is history, it is a present, a future, an eternal right that the Muslims will not relinquish. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
An Islamic leader that says there was never a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and then says that piece of real estate actually belongs to the Muslims, is playing a role that was foretold in Bible prophecy. Think about this with me. It sounds like an echo chamber here in Jerusalem as one Islamic leader after another makes the statement that there was never a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount, a fact disputed by both biblical and secular history. Islamic leaders claim that there is no archaeological evidence of a previous Jewish presence on the Temple Mount. With total disregard for biblical history, these Islamic leaders make claims that can be easily disproven. The Bible reveals that King Solomon built the first Jewish temple on Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount, almost 3,000 years ago. That's recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1. There is the biblical account of the building and the dedicatory service of the second Jewish temple built in Jerusalem around 2,500 years ago, and that's found in Ezra chapter 6. Jesus told the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah that he would return to Jerusalem to build his temple on the Temple Mount. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verse 12. However, before that, conflict and controversy would surround the Temple Mount. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. An Islamic leader claiming there has never been a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount is indeed evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...